So Robert, we've got our page. We've figured out what we do. We know who we do it for. We've told them how we do it. We told them how great we are. We've offered our services. We've got them to contact us. We synthesized all that into a homepage. And now we're going to give them some free stuff too. So right. Tell us how we use the free stuff.
Well, in many ways, the free stuff page is the key to the success of your whole website in marketing online and getting clients online. It's really the key. The home page is the most important, because if you can't get past that, nothing will happen. But the home page should lead very directly to the free stuff page. On my site, I have the top banner. It says free stuff. It links to the free stuff page. It has the little icon of the free workbook. That links to the free stuff page. And I also have a easy sign up right on the home page, which accomplishes the same thing. When people go to the free stuff page, they sign up, they give me their name, their email, and I've got them on the list. Now, what you do is, so really a lot of your marketing thinking could be, okay, now once they've landed on the home page, how do I get them to the free stuff page? And doing some of the kind of things that I've talked about really, really does it. Every day I get from 300 to 500 people, new people, visit my site or land on the home page. And of all those new visitors, about 20% of them sign up on my list. About 40% of them, or close to 50%, actually do go to the free stuff page. And then about half of those actually do take action and sign up. So it works amazingly well. People go, I send out the e-zine, they buy my manual, they attend my groups. All my business now is channeled through my website. This does not happen overnight, but you want to set it up now in the best way you possibly can and really track who's going to what pages. And we'll talk about tracking and stuff in the very last section of the toolkit.
Well, it seems to me that this whole thing is like compounding interest.
Yeah,
because the first time I met you, in fact, I have your voicemail, and you say, I have an e-zine list of 37,000 people. And at last count, you're almost to 40 now.
Almost to 40, right.
And we're talking about in a
month. I gain net about 1,000 a month, believe it or not.
Yeah, and so once you build it, and if you really do have something worth people coming to, that it will come and you get, when you start to get, your serious numbers of 40,000 people.
Yeah, it is. And, you mail relevant stuff to them, as we'll talk about in a minute, and people do respond. And, if they don't respond or buy something, they tell somebody else. And sooner or later, I can't tell you, whenever I bump into someone that says, I get your e-zine, it's almost always followed with, I've sent so many people to your website.
Mm-hmm.
And then they've signed up in turn, and then they've sent so many people to the website. So it's very, very much a word-of-mouth kind of thing. People do find me on Google and do sign up, but it's those word-of-mouth ones that really make a difference. So here's how it works. I discovered that if you put on the website, sign up for my e-zine, here's all the benefits of the e-zine, you get a certain response. And I studied this a bit more, and a manual I read or an email said, give something away free as the front end offer, and you will increase the number of people that sign up for the e-zine. So essentially, get my free marketing plan workbook or get my free report on whatever it is you're writing about. So that's another thing you have to work on, putting together some kind of good freebie or report or article or workbook or something of real value that's central to your business. But if you offer that first, then people are more likely to take advantage of that and sign up to your e-zine along in the process. Now, you don't trick them into signing it up. You say, you will also be signed up for my e-zine, but you also say, if you want to opt out, sign out anytime. There's a link at the bottom. You can opt out automatically. And if you use this AWeber system that I talked about earlier, which is your system for managing this, it's all handled automatically. They just click a link and they're off the list. But my personal experience was several years ago when I decided to do this, I was getting about 15 subscribers a day. Some people would kill for that many, but I wasn't satisfied. So I put up the free marketing plan workbook and said, get this free workbook, blah, 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 and I created the free stuff page. That was the main thing on the free stuff page. And there, then I put the form in, and, you know, you'll get, be on the e-zine. Overnight, literally, the subscription rate doubled.
Wow.
From 15 a day to 30 a day on average. And it's never really gone down since then. It's kind of average to, you know, so I'm getting, you know, ultimately 250 net new a week. But, you know, sometimes I get 100 new subscribers a day. Sometimes I get 60, 70. On the weekends, it goes down a little bit. Monday, it goes up, that kind of thing.
Now, I get a lot of e-zines, and I've always wondered about this because I get so many of them, and, you know, an awful lot of them come in, and I know they've got good stuff, but I don't have time to look at that right now, and so I either delete a lot of them or I leave them in,
yep,
in my queue, or
I
end
too.
Up putting them in a folder, which I never get around to looking at.
Yep, me too. So the question is, you know, those considerations often stop people cold from doing an e-zine. Look, I know that at any given time, only 30 to 40% of people that get my e-zine in any given week even look at it. And those, only a minuscule percentage, you know, on yesterday, which is Tuesday, I sent out my e-zine. I promoted my workshop and my manual and a couple other things, and I had a good article. I had 17 online sales worth $1,805. Now, if you think 17 responses out of 39,000 emails, isn't that a pretty darn small response?
Yeah. I mean, we're used to thinking about it in terms of direct mail, and you usually think, oh, maybe 1% or
3%. Yeah, it's a very, very small percentage, but almost $2,000 in the bank. That's, as they say, better than a poke in the eye with a sharp stick, right?
Right.
And this is not just once a week. The next day I make 500, 600, 700, 800, 900, whatever. Now, for most, you know, we're in a way, we're sort of getting off into, well, I don't sell products, I don't generate income directly, doesn't really matter. If you only just offer services, your response could go up from hardly getting anybody calling you to, after having your website out for some time and putting out your e-zine, that you're getting one or two calls a week, just like the quote on my website. People are looking at my site, they're calling me, they're interested. That's the kind of thing that can start to happen, and that's how it started with me. People started to call. People started to respond. I started to convert more of them into clients over the phone. My business started to grow. I increased the size of my package. My income tripled in a year, and then it doubled over that in another year and a half. So, you know, if you look at my income just 5 or 6 years ago compared to now, it's astronomical. So no matter what you're offering, a professional service, I don't care if you're an accountant, a lawyer, a consultant, whatever it is, the same process works. Later on, as you increase your list, you might want to start offering, you know, ebooks or tape programs or that kind of thing. But don't even worry about right now. Don't think, well, I'll do an e-zine later when I'm ready to sell products online. Well, that's like putting wood onto a fireplace and say, okay, give me heat and then I'll light you.
Right.
You have to prime the pump. You have 5 subscribers, you have 10, you have 20, you have 100, you have 200, 300, 400, all of a sudden you have 1,000 subscribers. That might take you 2, 3, 4, 6 months, sometimes a year to get to. But if you have good, relevant, interesting material that's focused for your target market, it's going to work for you. Now, I could spend another 6 hours talking about e-zines. There are a lot of, there's in the InfoGuru marketing manual, there's a really good section on e-zines about what to write. And there are also other good products out there, and I'll put some of those in my resources list, that if you really want to get into e-zines seriously, which I recommend everybody does, very affordable programs to tell you everything you'll ever need to know how to build an effective e-zine. But since it's
but give me a kind of a shortcut. If I sat down today and I wanted to create an e-zine, I mean, people were bugging me about that on the InfoGuru forum, and then some said I should do a blog, others said I should do an e-zine.
Yep.
But as I look at it, the writing of it doesn't intimidate me at all. But just the management of it, of, you know, 40,000 people, where do I keep that, and how do I and how do I make sure it goes out, and all just the administrative.
Well, I have one word for you. This is one of my favorite words in marketing. AWeber. AWeber. Now, there's other list management services, you know, there's other good ones, but I use this one. I've been using it for a few years, and I love these guys. They're really service-oriented. It works flawlessly. It's simple to use. You go to aweber.com, you sign up, you read the instructions over very carefully, and the first thing it does, it gives you a little piece of code which you put on your website, which creates a form so that you can put the name and email. They click the button, and then that name goes to the web, to the AWeber list server, where it's stored there. And then, you know, whether you've got 10 names, 20 names, 1,000, or 39,000, then you go on, however often you send out your e-zine, and you write your e-zine ahead of time, and you format it. You write it in a text editor is the best way to do it to get clean text. And you just write it really nicely, exactly how you want it to look, and you copy it. You go to AWeber, and you go to the form in AWeber that says, send email broadcast or whatever it is. You paste it in, you click a button, you save it, and then you press a button and it sends it out to everyone on your list.
That sounds way
too easy. It every week, and that whole process, it takes me 15 minutes at max. Then not only that, before you send it out to your list, you send it to yourself and look at it and make sure it's perfect. You test any links in it to make sure they all work. I can't tell you how many times I've sent it where they didn't work. But it's very, very simple. Once you've done it once, it's like riding a bike. It's very, very easy to do. And, you know, sometimes people will send you an email and say, well, please take me off the list, and they didn't click the link. Well, you can go into AWeber, find that email address, and delete it.
Well, what if they send you an email and say, can you put me on your list, and they didn't fill out a form? Can you manually?
You just go to your website, put their name and email in the form, click the button, and it subscribes them. Very simple. You don't have to even go into AWeber. But never, never, never put a lot of people or anybody on the list if they didn't ask. Oh, I got these 20 cards from networking. I'll just put them on my list. No, that's a good way to make 20 enemies. But if you said, you know, I have an email newsletter that covers this. Would you like to get it? Some will say yes. Put them on the list.
That double opt-in stuff, because a lot of people are worried about their internet service provider closing them down because they're spamming people and stuff.
Yeah, it's you know, one thing I like about AWeber is it's run by sane people. They're smart and they're sane, and they also really work hard with all the internet service providers to communicate them, to let them know everyone that's on this is doing opt-in. And this is not spam they're sending out. If they get the slightest hint that you're sending spam, they cancel your account. Now, that doesn't mean people won't say this is spam, but if you can prove that they opted in, no problem. This double opt-in is very controversial. AWeber and everyone else would prefer you did double opt-in because that absolutely ensures. Double opt-in is you go to the form, you fill it out, and then you can email back, say, thank you very much for signing up, but you have one more step to take. Click here or send this email back, then you'll be officially enrolled, blah, blah, blah. The thing is the subscription rate goes way down. They get that email, they miss it, they, whatever, something happens, it's not written very well, so they don't get it and they don't respond to it, so it really goes down. I made the decision not to do double opt-in, but I make it, in the confirmation email I send, I say, here's the link to the workbook that you asked for. Now you're subscribed. This is what you'll get. And if you don't want to be on the list, at the very bottom of this and every other email, you can unsubscribe immediately. And I get virtually no complaints about my e-zine. I get people unsubscribing because they don't want to be on it anymore. No problem. But I very rarely have someone saying, I shouldn't be on this list, you're spamming me, you evil person.
Right.
Doesn't happen.
Nobody gets mad at you.
So you want very high integrity, and the way you set up your sign-up page and have the form, you know, look at mine, study mine carefully, and other ones that I'll give you samples of, follow that. And my recommendation is when you sign up for AWeber, check the box that says, I do not want double opt-in. Now, not everyone would agree with me, but I think I get a higher subscriber rate and better overall results. I could be wrong, but that's how I do it.
It makes sense to me.
Okay.
So, any more stuff on the free stuff?
Yeah. On my free stuff page, when you go to the free stuff, let me just click on it. I've got an example here. I really land on, it says, get valuable free marketing ideas from Action Plan Marketing right now. I invite you to download some free valuable marketing information that can help you attract more clients. There's no cost or obligation, etc., and here's all the stuff you get. You get the workbook, first chapter of the manual, and then I even have a 74-minute audio program that I give them, and plus more clients, the weekly e-zine. So they get all that good stuff. Then I have side navigation to that page where they can go and get more free stuff, so they can sign up for my action plan game. They can read about my 5 P's of marketing. They can do my marketing scorecard, read my marketing ball model, and marketing articles. I have 20 or 30 articles. And then I have marketing links, and I have even more freebies. So let's see, I have 8 different things that they can get. Not everyone gets everything, but I point them obviously to the main thing. Give me your email address, phone number, not phone number, email address and name, and then go from there. And then, as an extra nifty thing, they can check out all this other stuff. That just makes your site, as they say, more sticky. It's like, oh, they read the marketing ball model. Oh, that's really good. How can I find out more about this? So there's more in the InfoGuru manual, and then they buy the manual, or they read the marketing articles, and they go, you know, the whole idea is to move them towards your service, whatever your service is. So I would suggest things like several articles that you have, maybe some kind of a scorecard or an assessment around your business, and that can be anything from a management leadership assessment to rate yourself on how well you're decorating your home. No matter what you do, you can have some kind of little assessment. Some models or more of a white paper that you have that's a longer, more in-depth article. And then links to places that are relevant is something to consider. And maybe you've done some teleclasses or some audio programs that you can put up for people to listen to. So, you know, I give a lot of good free stuff, but it gets people coming back, feeling good about me and the site, telling other people. You know, it's sort of like if you walked into a store and there was like 4 items. You know, that's, you know, you pretty much know. And every time you come back to the store, well, there's just the 4 items. I'm always trying to add some new things. You know, I can never add as much as I'd like to. So it gives people a reason to come back. That's one reason I do monthly free teleclasses. I did 2 on Monday and had I had about 500 people sign up for those. And then what do? Once they've signed up, I send an email to them to come back to the site and now to listen to that teleclass on Real Audio. And by the way, you might be interested in the upcoming workshop that I'm doing in New York and London. So as I'm giving them free stuff, I'm also promoting things in a very low-key but very appropriate way. Do you start to see how it's all coming together?
Yeah.
So the free stuff page is very, very important. You know, you want to hook people so they want to bookmark your site, ideally, and keep coming back and reading some of this stuff. If you have no free stuff, the chances of them bookmarking your site is very, very slim.
Yeah.
So.
That must bring us up to, oh my gosh, the last bullet on this on this list.
Let me give you the action plan for the free stuff page because, you know, you could do quite a bit on this. Can be several pages, but you want to start with the main page. Listen to the or read the Section 9 PDF on the website toolkit. Visit some of the sample sites and look at several versions of the free stuff page, including mine. Some are very simple. Most of the sites we've designed, basically that's the main thing that they have to offer, and maybe a few articles. And then start writing your own free stuff page based on these guidelines. And another piece is you'll also need an article or report to give away. And then you'll need an AWeber account so people can sign up for the e-zine. Don't sign up for AWeber until the website's all designed. That's the last thing you can do. You plug that in, you test it, you make sure that everything links properly and it takes them to the right page where they can download the PDF. I know this is all kind of overwhelming. Don't worry about it. Write the content, get that article together, and then your website person or a technical person can help you put all those pieces together without a lot of problems. You know, they can just look at the sample pages that we have and say, just do it just like that. And then, okay, oh, fine, no problem. They can look under the hood, look at all the code, and see exactly what's happening and make it work for you. So later on, you can add other pieces and other articles and other valuable pieces to your free stuff page. So that really finishes the web page. When you've got it, you're ready to start working with a designer. So that's where we go next, the design and navigation of your website.